B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, we're going to begin with the story of a boat trip.
Yay!
Passengers say their charter boat captain went on a drunken, drug-infused tirade and threatened to shoot everyone on his boat.
Sounds like a blast.
This was during a fishing trip.
Everybody having a good time?
It should have been a 12-hour fishing excursion Sunday in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, police say passengers aboard the boat told them that Captain Mark Bailey drank rum from the bottle, had multiple beers, got high on cocaine.
Wow.
And ended up in an argument with a 15-year-old passenger who reportedly tried to grab his uncle a drink from the captain's pail.
What's your name, you little prick?
Passenger Christopher Jeffrey said it was like a movie. Unbelievable. He was on board with his dad. Jeffrey says Bailey ripped a chain off of fellow passenger Jason Rialmo's neck for trying to grab a beer for his uncle. And he said, At first I thought he was just playing, but then I realized he was serious. And
he was play strangling.
And I was like, you can't do that. The passengers claim that Bailey fired a gun more than once while the vessel was 30 to 40 miles offshore.
Wow.
The vessel drove in circles, and they called for help because they were in fear for their lives, thinking that they wouldn't get home.
Ah, calm down, you pussies.
The passengers claim Bailey made a racist comment suggesting he wanted to help kill the N-words.
Fishing great?
They also say Bailey suggested popping bullets in each of the people on board and dumping their bodies overboard.
How much were these tickets?
I don't know. He said, I tried not to panic because you could see the panic in everybody. This is another passenger, Carlo Lipaparo.
On the plus side, everyone got a box lunch.
Here's the deal. He booked the charter, and he says he's done the excursion with this same captain several times and never had an issue. Yeah.
So possibly a bad day for this captain.
When the boat finally returned, it made its way back to Sarasota Bay. Once at the dock, police say Bailey refused a breathalyzer test and field sobriety test.
Is it possible this was the day after the last episode of Game of Thrones?
It could have been. No, I don't think it was. Authorities say Bailey kicked the rear door of a police cruiser while he was handcuffed inside. So he was taken to the county jail where he was charged with boating under the influence and resisting without violence. So this dude just went off the deep end.
So if you're that far out, you can discharge the firearm because you're in international waters at that point. But it sounds like he needs a lot of help.
Yeah. A hungry alligator crashed a picnic date by a Florida lake and ended up gobbling down an entire bowl of guacamole.
I love guacamole.
Taylor Forte had planned a picnic Thursday for her fiancé, Trevor Walters, at Lake Alice before Walters was to leave for the Marines.
This is excellent guacamole.
Walters said that they were shocked and ran away from the blanket when the animal sprinted onto the beach. She said he annihilated an entire block of cheese, gobbled it down, lickety-split. The salami didn't stand a chance. And the worst part is we had a big bowl of guac made, and he ate the whole bowl. He put the whole bowl in his mouth
and
ate it.
The whole freaking bowl.
The man wanted to scare the gator away, so he made himself look bigger, spreading his arms out, making noise, and the gator crawled back into the water. They said it's unusual for alligators to become so comfortable around humans that they fearlessly approach them. Unfortunately, it sounds like this gator has been fed previously and has lost its weariness of people.
Do they eat guacamole in the wild?
Maybe they do.
Okay.
I don't know, Steve. Well, you know those natural guacamole pools.
The guacamole pools, the legendary of the Everglades.
Yeah. A woman who thought that she had a brain tumor was relieved to discover that the lump was, in fact, a parasitic worm.
Oh, my God.
Rachel Palma knew that something was up when she started acting out of character. She would forget words. When she tried to call her dead relatives as well. So these things were happening.
Complaving.
The 42-year-old from Middletown, New York, also suffered horrific nightmares, hallucinations, couldn't sleep. When she tried to use her right hand, she would suddenly drop things. She said, my episodes were getting more and more bizarre. There were days that I didn't know where I was. But for a few trips to the emergency room, doctors performed an MRI. And it showed that there was a marble-sized lesion on the left hemisphere of her brain, which is the dominant side of most right-handed people and controls language and speech. She and her husband were both in shock by the diagnosis. She said, I never really allowed myself to think that it was cancer. Well, in the fall of 2018, surgeons operated on Palma, but were surprised to find that what they thought would be a soft tumor was, in fact, a firm ball that resembled a quail egg. When they cut it open, they found a baby tapeworm inside. Oh.
So how did the quail get in her head?
It wasn't a quail egg.
Oh.
Dr. Rizzulli, the chief neurosurgery resident, said, we were overjoyed. We were cheering and clapping. We were so happy when we got in there and saw that it was a tapeworm. We were like, yes.
Yeah, tapeworm.
He said it was one of those rare situations where you see a parasite and you're like, wow, this is great.
Do you know anyone who's ever had a tapeworm?
No.
I did. And the guy started to lose weight. He's a friend of mine in college. Started to lose weight. Found out it was a tapeworm. And had been in there for a while.
Palma's diagnosis changed from a malignant brain tumor to a neurocysticercosis, which occurs when the pork tapeworm infects the central nervous system. It spread when an individual eats undercooked pork or other infected foods, drinks water containing tapeworm eggs, or because of poor hygiene. So it actually, you know, a brain tumor would have been much worse than
much
that.
Worse.
So they were excited.
And I eat undercooked pork all the time.
She had a parasite in her head, in her brain.
Jesus.
One last story and a cautionary tale. A young woman died in Northern California after she lost her footing while taking photos at Eagle Falls near Lake Tahoe. The woman was taking photos at the falls in Emerald Bay on the west side of the lake. She lost her footing and went over.
I went there last year.
Is it pretty big?
It is, and there's a viewer platform, and people try to get on the other side of it like idiots, and that's how you can fall.
Was this a selfie?
Yeah, I believe so. Recovery crews were able to locate her and recover her body quickly, given the powerful conditions of the falls. Now, I don't know what had killed her, Nick, because, well, listen to this quote. The area had a record winter, and the official said, our waterfalls and rivers are running at treacherous levels as a result. The temperature of the water is so cold, it is not survivable for long.
Yeah, that part of the state and a lot of California had been through such droughts over the last few years that the winter that they had has all but eliminated the drought in that part of California. But as a result, the waterfalls are running at a really high rate.
And apparently the water's very, very cold.
It's freezing. How far was the fall pressure?
They didn't say.
Okay.
So I don't know if it was the water, if it was the temperature of the water, the fall, or what had killed her, but nonetheless.
You can walk to those falls right from the road. It's a really easy hike, and so as a consequence, a lot of people do, but they don't take it seriously.
The Fire Protection District urged the public to use extra caution while they are taking pictures.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
An argument between neighbors over feral cats, led to a shootout that left a 45-year-old man dead and a deputy wounded.
Max Fun could have stepped in and stopped this.
This got out of hand. Sheriff Wayne Ivey said a deputy responded to a disturbance in the area regarding feral cats and asked one of the neighbors to leave the area so that he could speak to another neighbor. Eric Giebauer, I guess I say his name, became agitated and went behind a vehicle where the deputy heard a rifle being discharged.
Jesus.
Yeah, deputy said the two then engaged in a gunfight with both the deputy and Giebauer, whatever his name is, being shot. Ivy said the deputy expended an entire magazine round in the shootout. He said it lasted long enough for a deputy to expend all the rounds in the magazine, reload, and re-engage the suspect.
Over cats.
This is the sheriff. Yeah, Ivy said that the deputy was pulled to safety by a neighbor while Giebauer died of his wounds. Neighbor said that there's been an ongoing controversy over the feeding of feral cats in the area. Neighbor said, we do have too many feral cats in the neighborhood, but you don't take a gun out and start shooting people. That's kind of outrageous. The deputy received multiple gunshot wounds and was transported to an area hospital in serious but stable condition. Apparently, he's going to be okay, but he was hurt pretty bad.
I think he's right. Murdering someone over feral cats is kind of outrageous.
Just kind of outrageous. The neighbor said that he was always the angry and violent neighbor. He was just a douchebag. So he's gone now. Even though shaving and sometimes comes with razor burn, or will sometimes come with razor burn, it can be the better choice than waxing on occasion. A woman from Glasgow, Scotland, named Kiera, decided to wax both of her armpits ahead of her vacation. Unfortunately, the wax solidified faster than she expected.
Oh, no.
And stuck her arm to her side. She glued her armpit.
That is great.
Yep. She also noted that...
YMCA.
That she, not her. she also noted that she was able to get the wax off.
Wax on, wax off.
Without much of an incident and did not require any medical attention. The wax she used was red, and that led some people to fear that the photo she posted was her armpit filled with blood.
Show me strip the pits.
But apparently that was not the case, so she was able to get it off. But that's
I didn't realize it would serve as an epoxy.
Yeah, I guess it can. I don't know. Police in Decatur had to tranquilize 2 of 3 deer that crashed through the window of an apartment at a retirement community while a woman was inside. Officers went to Adams Woodcrest Retirement Community Tuesday night. A woman was sitting in her living room when 3 deer jumped through the apartment's bedroom window.
So there was us trying to watch murder, she wrote, and this deer come through the window.
Deputy Bryce Kukulan went to the apartment. He saw the woman inside sitting on the couch with one of the deer jumping around her in her living room.
Oh my, was she wearing shoes? Please tell me she was wearing shoes.
That's what you got to do just in case the deer gets
Could
in the house.
Could you get this goddamn thing out of here?
The officer shielded the woman until it was safe for her to exit the home. And at one point, 2 of the deer went into the bathroom of the apartment.
To snort coke.
2 of the deer had to be tranquilized and then removed from the apartment. They were taken outside where they recovered and ran away.
This does happen, I guess. Sometimes they're thrown off. They see a light source or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they go running for it. And fun and hijinks ensue.
The 3rd deer jumped back through the window and ran away. So he got out of there. A massive swastika is one homeowner's front or on is on one a homeowner's front yard, and his neighbors don't really care for it. This is in El Sobrante, California, and apparently, according to Steve Johnson, who owns the home, he said, "I own this house. I'll put what I want. I ain't none of you guys. It ain't none of you guys' business.
It ain't none of us guys' business."
Now, yeah.
Has he claimed that this is some sort of Tibetan symbol or something like that?
Yep. It's a newly made swastika symbol. It's now embedded in his front yard. I think this guy's full of crap.
It sounds like a bunch of crap to me. Because actually, it's closest to, a Hindu symbol, right?
Yeah.
The original swastika.
Yeah, but listen to this. He said, "I like those signs. I think they look cool. I like them. The signs on Johnson's handrail and around his doorbell, too. But he insists they're not a symbol of Nazi Germany during World War II. He said it's a Tibetan sign. That's way back before swastikas were invented. When asked, are you Tibetan? Johnson said, I could be.
Okay.
Many Eastern religions use what's known as a swastika with arms, which, however, Steve, here's the difference.
Yeah.
The arms face counterclockwise. The Third Reich changed the symbol to face clockwise. Johnson's face clockwise.
There you go.
It's a swastika.
Mr. Tibetan.
Renee Schultz is Johnson's neighbor. She's Jewish. Asked if she found the symbol offensive. She said a yes on behalf of all the Jews that died. Yes, absolutely.
And it's huge, by the way.
It's really big, yeah.
Thinking about swastikas just like last week, and I was thinking like, what if somebody or some other group adopted the swastika to sort of take away its power?
Well, I think that'd be a great business move if instead of Snuggles the Fabric Softener Bear.
Not like that. I was thinking along the lines of like the LGBTQ community, if they made it like a rainbow swastika.
No way in hell.
Mm.
It's like... But maybe, can we make Adolf Hitler a good guy?
No, I'm not saying that.
I know. No. You're trying to rob it of its impact.
Yes.
But it is, no.
There's no way. There's no way to rob it.
Nah. No. By the way, one of the neighbors said, who grew up with him and since childhood, said, I consider the guy harmless. He said, maybe he's a little too lazy to be a full-blown neo-Nazi.
I'll tell you something, he's the nicest Tibetan I know.
And when asked about the swastika sticker on his motorcycle, he ended the interview there.
Shut up. It's a Tibetan brand of motorcycle.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.